Page 122. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. What techniques are used to authenticate art? Authenticating art.
When a work of art sells at auction for millions of dollars, the buyer needs to be certain of its authenticity. Establishing this is not always straightforward, and therefore it is not uncommon for forged works of art to change hands for large sums of money, earning the forger or corrupt dealer huge profits. Forgery can be a lucrative business. Museums, galleries, and private collectors all over the world have repeatedly been taken in by art forgeries, despite their best efforts to authenticate the artwork, as this almost unbelievable story illustrates. Several decades ago, a New York art dealer bought three watercolors, which he believed to have been painted by the famous Russian artist Marc Chagall. The fact that they were fakes may never have come to light had the dealer not met with the artist that very same day, entirely by chance. Chagall reportedly declared the paintings to be fake immediately on seeing them. The man who sold the art, and who also happened to be the forger, served several years in prison as a result of his dishonesty. However, most dealers are not this fortunate, and in most cases, experts are unable to rely on the word of the actual artist to determine whether a piece of artwork is authentic. In the past, it was art experts and academics who were the main sources for authentication, rather than scientific proof. Other methods of authenticating art include tracing its ownership, a laborious and often unreliable process, especially if the work is several centuries old. While these methods of verifying a work of art remain important, experts also rely on a variety of other techniques, such as analyzing the handwriting of the artist's signature. More technological approaches include carbon dating the pigments in the paint or the age of a canvas. In one case of a painting whose origin was uncertain but thought to be that of Leonardo da Vinci, a high-resolution multispectral camera was used to identify a faint fingerprint on the canvas. The fingerprint was then matched to another on a known work of da Vinci's. Carbon dating of the canvas also matched with material of the same period, around 1500. With such techniques, the painting's authenticity seemed to have been confirmed, although there are still those who fiercely contest it. More recently, experts have turned to digital imaging techniques to examine works of art in fine detail, such as the brushstroke patterns in a painting. In one study, analysts scanned 23 genuine Van Gogh works into a computer and studied the number of brushstrokes they had, their length, and how steadily they had been made. Statistical models were then developed to create a unique signature of the work. Works of art that were known to have been forged were found to have more brushstrokes when compared to genuine works. The difference in value between a forgery and a genuine piece can run into millions of dollars, so there's a lot at stake. Not only that, but anyone who appreciates art wants to see the handiwork of the original artist and not be fooled by the copycat efforts of a forger. However, experts now have a growing arsenal of forensic techniques, which may well make it harder to pass off forged works of art in the future.